Dr. Hobbiter, do you think clinic note on McKinley Stone, McKinleigh, last name is Stone, birthday 3/29/19, dictation 125/24. Patient presents with history of cough and congestion with sore throat for 3 days. Review of symptoms, a mother states that she thought she had strep, but a couple of weeks ago with sore throat, but it went away in a few days without medical attention, without problems since. Past history, has a history of apparent questionable airway obstruction 2 to 3 years ago. Seen Texas Children's Hospital, kept for observation with unclear etiology of symptoms, without social family history, non-contributory physical exam, general appearance, and no crying with mild distress. Head, eyes, ears, nose, and throat. Watering of conjunctiva with minimal inflammation. Rhinorrhea. Pharynx slightly inflamed and enlarged, neck with 1+ non-tender adenopathy, lungs cleared off tissue and percussion, no evidence of airway obstruction, breath sounds within normal limit, heart rhythm without murmurs or gallop, abdomen soft without again, nagular tenderness, abdomen soft without organomegaly or tinnitus, I may have said that. Extremity, skin, neuropsychiatric, all within normal limits. Patient had strep test performed with flu, both of which were negative. Impressions. Upper respiratory infection with non-strep pharyngitis, apparent conjunctivitis. No evidence of significant airway obstruction at this time. Patient was given prescription for zithromycin, rifamycin, ophthalmic, with observation to use vaporizer at home. Suggested O2 monitor for saturation because of prior history and parental concern. With respiratory precautions to follow a pediatrician and to go to Texas Children's Hospital if they feel there's any urgency in her care. Thank you, Dr. Halberdier.